You are going to listen to a discussion about teenagers and stress. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 6 with the sentence endings A to I. There are two extra sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
May I have your attention, please? We all know why we're here today. Last week was the first time that one of our students here at South Hampstead Grammar suffered a mental breakdown and had to be taken to hospital. The good news is that he has received psychological support and is already getting better. What caused the breakdown was an awful lot of stress which the student had been going through for months. So today, I'd like to address the issue that more and more teenagers are suffering from extreme stress. Now, I know that a lot of young people don't want to admit that they are under a lot of pressure and that they might not know how to deal with it, which is why we have decided to invite an experienced psychologist to help you to start talking about stress-related problems. Please welcome Dr. Judith Mayer, a psychologist who's been working with young people for over a decade now. Judith Mayer, thank you for coming.
Thank you for the invitation. I am really happy to be here today. Let me begin by giving you some basic information about stress. First of all, you need to understand that stress and anxiety are as common in young people as in adults, and there are various reasons for feeling stressed. Busy parents who are unavailable emotionally, high expectations at school or in sports, as well as tension or conflicts at home. These are just some examples. What you have to be clear about is that being young doesn't necessarily mean that you have no worries. Yes, please?
Isn't stress normal? I mean, it comes and goes away again anyway.
Yes, stress is normal to some extent. When I speak about normal stress, I mean occasional stress. This type of stress makes us more alert and focused, and so it often also gives us great opportunities for learning new things. Constant stress, however, makes us sick.
How do I know that I am stressed? Are there any symptoms that can be noticed?
Well, it's very important to observe your own behaviour when you're communicating with your family or friends, both personally and online. Nowadays, we use texting services very often to talk to various people at the same time. This may seem like fun for a while, but it causes high stress levels. So think twice before being online non-stop. Regarding symptoms, stressed people often isolate themselves from others or switch between being agitated and lazy, or they may even behave aggressively because they can't cope anymore. It's basically about suddenly changing behaviour. Be alert and watch out for drastically altered behaviour that lasts over longer periods of time. In that case, parents, teachers and friends should be alarmed. Yes?
What can happen if you're stressed for too long?
Well, if you don't get any help, you may develop digestive problems or sometimes even stop eating. Some people become constantly tired and sleep a lot. Others don't get the sleep they need at all. Either way, the body will experience anxiety, which can lead to physical, social, and emotional damage. Teenage depression is one very real and dangerous consequence.
And what can we actually do to deal with stress?
That's a good question. I would say the most important thing is to talk to the people around you. We all need to be more open about the issue of stress. If you're not big on talking, writing your problems down may also help. What's also important is that you're not overloaded with too many activities and responsibilities outside school. Make sure you concentrate on one activity at a time and switch your smartphones to quiet mode or put them somewhere out of sight when you study or do homework. A constant stream of messages causes a lot of stress. Remember, it is much more important to spend quality time with friends than to keep texting and posting videos all the time. A very good stress relief strategy is practicing mindfulness and meditation. Your headmaster and I have discussed introducing mindfulness classes at your school. You will soon get more detailed information about this. In the meantime, feel free to contact me if you have any questions. My details have been posted on the school website.
Ms. Mayer, thank you so much for your time and the information, and thank you all for coming. May I have your attention, please? We all know why we're here today. Last week was the first time that one of our students here at South Hampstead Grammar suffered a mental breakdown and had to be taken to hospital. The good news is that he has received psychological support and is already getting better. What caused the breakdown was an awful lot of stress which the student had been going through for months. So today, I'd like to address the issue that more and more teenagers are suffering from extreme stress. Now, I know that a lot of young people don't want to admit that they are under a lot of pressure and that they might not know how to deal with it, which is why we have decided to invite an experienced psychologist to help you to start talking about stress-related problems. Please welcome Dr. Judith Mayer, a psychologist who's been working with young people for over a decade now. Judith Mayer, thank you for coming.
Thank you for the invitation. I am really happy to be here today. Let me begin by giving you some basic information about stress. First of all, you need to understand that stress and anxiety are as common in young people as in adults, and there are various reasons for feeling stressed. Busy parents who are unavailable emotionally, high expectations at school or in sports, as well as tension or conflicts at home. These are just some examples. What you have to be clear about is that being young doesn't necessarily mean that you have no worries. Yes, please?
Isn't stress normal? I mean, it comes and goes away again anyway.
Yes, stress is normal to some extent. When I speak about normal stress, I mean occasional stress. This type of stress makes us more alert and focused, and so it often also gives us great opportunities for learning new things. Constant stress, however, makes us sick.
How do I know that I am stressed? Are there any symptoms that can be noticed?
Well, it's very important to observe your own behaviour when you're communicating with your family or friends, both personally and online. Nowadays, we use texting services very often to talk to various people at the same time. This may seem like fun for a while, but it causes high stress levels. So think twice before being online non-stop. Regarding symptoms, stressed people often isolate themselves from others or switch between being agitated and lazy, or they may even behave aggressively because they can't cope anymore. It's basically about suddenly changing behaviour. Be alert and watch out for drastically altered behaviour that lasts over longer periods of time. In that case, parents, teachers and friends should be alarmed. Yes?
What can happen if you're stressed for too long?
Well, if you don't get any help, you may develop digestive problems or sometimes even stop eating. Some people become constantly tired and sleep a lot. Others don't get the sleep they need at all. Either way, the body will experience anxiety, which can lead to physical, social, and emotional damage. Teenage depression is one very real and dangerous consequence.
And what can we actually do to deal with stress?
That's a good question. I would say the most important thing is to talk to the people around you. We all need to be more open about the issue of stress. If you're not big on talking, writing your problems down may also help. What's also important is that you're not overloaded with too many activities and responsibilities outside school. Make sure you concentrate on one activity at a time and switch your smartphones to quiet mode or put them somewhere out of sight when you study or do homework. A constant stream of messages causes a lot of stress. Remember, it is much more important to spend quality time with friends than to keep texting and posting videos all the time. A very good stress relief strategy is practicing mindfulness and meditation. Your headmaster and I have discussed introducing mindfulness classes at your school. You will soon get more detailed information about this. In the meantime, feel free to contact me if you have any questions. My details have been posted on the school website.
Ms. Mayer, thank you so much for your time and the information. And thank you all for coming.